So back on episode number 475, check it out if you haven't already seen it. Sasha and I held up our video camera rig. This is two 360 by 220 degree video cameras. Of course, well, why is it 360 by 220 and not 360 all the way around, right? So let's just take this rig apart so that you can see exactly how this works. So there's the bottom of the camera and a great big lens on the top. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there's a body to the camera. So it can't see through that. It has to film like this.
Right.
But it actually gets a little bit further than the whole, you know, than the 180 here and gets down to 220 and gives you this view. So in order to get the full 360, so that's both sides, we need two lenses.
Right.
One on one side and one on the other. So we crafted this little rig here with a quarter-inch adapter and two of these cameras that are available on the cheap from cat5.tv/actioncam. And you just screw them together, and suddenly you've got a full 360 by 360 rig. In fact, even more so, we've got some overlap between the two cameras, so we're able to remove some of the additional things from the scene using parallaxing, such as the tripod that it's sitting on.
Right.
So you don't actually see the tripod, because remember, it sees 220 and 220, so we can remove whatever's in the middle.
Very sneaky.
I love parallaxing. So that's pretty cool. And 360, okay, well, let's talk a little bit about 360 video. It's on the rise, especially because, you know, Christmas is coming, and a lot of folks are going to be getting these. And these are available at cat5.tv/cardboard, incidentally. But what it does, it's based on Google's cardboard design.
I get that.
You put your phone in here, and your phone supports VR. And then that goes in here. And it has lenses that make it so that it separates the two sides of the screen and makes it look amazing when your phone is in cardboard mode. That's cool when it comes down to 360 video, because you've also got an accelerometer in your phone. Mm-hmm. So as you look around, you're in fact able to look around the video. So with a full 360 by 360 video, you can look up and down and all around. You can turn around and see what's behind you. It's pretty impressive. And that's on the cheap. Like, those go for about $20 US.
Crazy cheap.
Okay, so you don't have to go out and get Oculus Rift and, you know, something in the hundreds of dollars. So it gets you started with 360 video. These cameras are consumer cameras, and because we're doing it this way, we're able to do it quite cheaply because each camera is under $100.
Now, are these the same cameras that we filmed the kickoff for Season 10 with?
Yes, so if you want to watch episode number 471 in full 360 view, you'll be able to see what they look like and how it works. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of post-production that goes into this, because you do end up with two 360 by 220 videos. Well, what do you do with that? These shoot spherical video. So basically the video, as you're going to see tonight, is a circle. And so we have to actually post-process those so that they become viewable on your goggles or on YouTube or whatever other, you know, device that you want to use. And then eventually we're actually going to show you how to convert it to standard video as well using Blender, so that you can actually watch it on a computer or a TV where virtual reality and movement is not actually possible.
That's cool.
Because aquarectangular and spherical video looks really weird in its raw format. Very, very weird. You have to either view it on a device that supports it or convert it to a different format. We're going to learn all of that throughout the course of the series. So it started with episode number 475, where we shot the video and explained a little bit more than I have tonight about how the camera rig works. So you want to tune into that. We also did the unboxing of those cameras. That is at category5.tv. Check out episode number 475. You can use the search at the top in order to find that. I've got my trusty laptop all set up here tonight, and we've got our videos ready to go. So I'm just going to carefully move this over here.
Out of the way.
And I say that because I know that I am liable to pull cables out of the back as I move it.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got just a... Now, here's one of the things, is that unfortunately the free tools that are available right now are limited, because this is a brand new technology, folks. This is, and you're going to see over the next couple of months. Now, we're filming this November 9th, 2016. So we're going to see a real transition, because as companies are gearing up for Christmas season, this stuff is really going to be hitting the consumer market hard. Right now, there are very, very few 4K plus video cameras that will shoot 360 video on the consumer end of things. So consider that each of these two cameras is a 4K 30 frames per second camera. Okay, so I have 8K of video all the way around. Mm-hmm. It's huge resolution. It's astonishing, and the whole rig costs about $200. So it's less than buying, say, a Theta S. But a Theta S is only 1080p. This is 8K.
Right.
Right. So
that's pretty impressive.
We're seeing this huge transition in the technology that's available. Now, Nikon has brought out the Key Mission 360 as well. Their Key Mission line, I have little experience with them. So far, I'm on the fence. I'm not too sure whether I want to endorse them or not at this point. And the key thing is because my experience with the Key Mission 170 is that they overheat. These never had any problem with that. So there are different things to take into account as well. I'll see how they did with the 360 camera as soon as we get one. But the nice thing about the Nikon Key Mission 360 is, like the Theta S, it has the two lenses built in and it has the stitching software provided with it. But because we're going to be doing this on a bit of a makeshift, real dirt cheap, like this is way cheaper than doing the Nikon model, for example, as well, probably half the price. We're going to use free software from Kodak. Kodak brought out a camera called the PixPro 4K.
Yep.
And it's very, very similar to what we're using tonight, but more expensive. So with the PixPro, they've released the software freely available on their website. And I've actually made some notes. It's KodakPixPro.com. So if you want to, you know, get that software and do what we're doing here tonight, then you can actually do that. First of all, Jeff, I want to show you why it's necessary to post-process the video. So okay. I'm going to bring up the video that Sasha and I had done. And as I was saying, with the PixPro software, the one thing is that it is Windows software. So here I am on Windows 10 on this laptop. Here are the two sides of the camera that Sasha and I shot. So this is what it looks like coming off the camera. So if I bring that up, there it is. That's us firing it up. And there's what the video actually looks like. It's spherical. So it's basically kind of unwatchable in that format. But that's how the camera shoots the video. It's pretty cool, but not usable in that format. Here's the rear side of the camera. So this is the other view. So the other side of the camera when we had them back to back. Okay. So you can see how it is overlapping. You can see me in both videos. How's that even possible?
That is impressive.
Right? So, but it is spherical video, so you're going to get to actually see through the course of this, you're going to get to see how Wirecast works, because you can see it on the screen there, all that kind of stuff. So that's what it looks like. Not really usable in that format.
Right.
YouTube, most video players that support 360 video are going to use a mode called equirectangular. And you're going to learn through the course of this what that means. But basically what that is it's a 4K 2:1 shot. So it's hugely wide, totally askew, because the whole thing gets wrapped around the viewer.
Right.
And it's seamless. So at the back where the two sides come together, it's seamless. So if somebody were to walk by that 360 camera, to you, it's going to look like they go, whoa, like
right,
completely
okay.
Warped, right? In its raw format, but then you watch it on a 360 viewer and it's going to turn out just fine and look really, really cool. So
now, I have one. I mean, looking at these two files on your screen, you've got one camera that's upside down. The other one is up normally.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because just the way the cameras are positioned? Is that something you have to fix later? Or
yes.
Okay.
So you see, for example,
so it's not the way it records
on my,
it that way.
It just records it that way. So on my camera rig, you can see, okay, so here's the power. These cameras are identical, even though they're different colors. We've got the power button on this side on the black one, okay? Power button on this side.
Okay.
On the white one.
Right.
And that's just because of the way the threading is.
Right.
Because I wouldn't want it to be so loose that they're both aligned perfectly and this is jiggling like this. No, I want it to be fairly tight. And I'm working at a 90 degree, so I'm trying to make it as close to 90 degrees as possible, because then what I'll do is I'll digitally rotate one of those videos.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to learn how to do that tonight in the stitching software. But first, we've got to prepare these videos for that stitching process. And when I say stitching, what it means is to take those two spherical videos, so think of the two lenses of the camera, put them together, and seamlessly adapt them so that it becomes a full sphere, not just two individual hemispheres. So we have to prepare these two videos together. First of all, let's learn how to obtain this software. So it's called Pix Pro is the name of the camera from Kodak. So I'm going to head on over to KodakPixPro.com. I think it is. You know what? My Wi-Fi is just turned off on the laptop, so I'll just enable that. Here we go. That would be why it didn't work. And we're off and running. There we go. Okay, so KodakPixPro.com. You'll see those cameras are fairly similar as far as their layout and how they work. But let's go into support. And let's go into, let's find the downloads here. Downloads for Pix Pro.
And so will this software work with any camera?
Essentially, with the single hemisphere 360 by 180 to 220 cameras, yeah,
okay.
It should work just fine. And it's freely available, but it is only, I believe it's only Windows. There may be a Mac version. I'm going to find out in just a moment's time here.
Okay.
But as far as my platforms go, there was nothing available for Linux. I have not tried this through Wine. It would be interesting to note whether or not it would work in Wine. It may. Because it isn't using any video for Windows or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be interesting to find that out. So I've clicked on downloads. I'm just waiting for their website, which seems reasonably slow tonight. But that's essentially where we're going to get that tool. Fortunately for me, if they are having trouble with the site or wireless on my laptop, I've already got it installed.
Okay.
So KodakPixPro.com. I'm going to leave that loading. And in the meantime, I'm going to bring up the software. So here it is. The first thing that we need to do is we need to actually, you'll see that there are two Pix Pro softwares here. The first one is called SP360 4K. That's the one that we need to use in order to prepare our video to be stitched. We can't just load our video directly into the Pix Pro stitching software because it's going to detect, hey, that's not a Pix Pro camera.
Right. Okay.
So we're not going to work with that. We're going to say, no, that camera is not compatible. Oh, my downloads have come up. And then we'll come back. So this is the 4K compatible. Like, it's exactly the same as the 4K model that we want to use. Don't go with the non-4K version. So let's see. This is the camera user manual. This kind of gets you. See at the top here, it says camera user manual. What we actually want to do is we want to go to Pix Pro software download for PC and Mac. So it is for Mac as well. So now scroll down. We've got PC. There's the download here and PC download here for the... is that the stitching software? No. So this is the 4K software. So download that one. Scroll down a ways. Here's the 4K version of the stitching software. We want to download that one for PC or Mac, depending on your platform. Okay, so it's available right there on their website. Back here, okay, so the difference is this program is going to prepare our video for stitching. This one is going to actually stitch them together. So let's bring up Pix Pro SP360 4K to work with these 4K cameras. There it is. Okay, so it says no photos and videos. So I'm just going to click on this disc down here. A little double tap, and then I'm going to browse to where I stored those videos from my SD cards. And just a reminder that these cameras just simply store the video on SD cards. So all I had done before the show is just remove these Kingston SD cards and plug them into my laptop and copy them to the desktop. So
simple enough.
There it is. So I've got both videos together. Perfect.
Now, do these also have like Bluetooth or Wi-Fi transfer, or is it purely...
These cameras have Wi-Fi access to your phone through an app, so you can actually control and view the either pre-recorded or live video,
okay.
Which is pretty cool. It has HDMI output, but I have never figured out the reasoning behind that, because it does not support clean HDMI output in any format, and it only supports playback of the pre-recorded file. So the HDMI is useless, because it only plays back the spherical video. So what are you going to do with that? So the HDMI on these is useless. The output on Wi-Fi is pretty cool, because you can actually control it from your phone. So you can set that on a table or something, and you can go downstairs and you can see the kids playing and you can look around the room.
Oh,
right? That's pretty neat. Yeah, kind of neat stuff. So I've copied the files off of those onto this laptop, as you've previously seen when I showed you the video clips in spherical video. So I'm just browsing to that folder here. And as soon as I click on it, you can see these two videos here. So when I click on either of these videos up here, you'll see that it converts it to a format that I can actually move around in. But it's kind of wonky because they're on a horizontal axis, right? I'm going to make this a little bit larger for you. There you go. So that's kind of crazy. So you see the black area below at the very bottom, the circle there?
Yeah.
That's looking at, so that's beyond the 220.
Oh, okay.
Right? So that if you only buy one camera, you're just going to have that black space down there and you're not going to be able to look any further. If you have the two cameras, you're going to be able to look all the way around and I could actually look down and see everything. So that's one video that I'm looking around there. I'm going to switch to the other video here just by single clicking and you can see that I can move around my glove. Cool. Oh, there's Sasha upside down. I can, you know what, I can move to a different point in the video so that I can see things a little better. There's Sasha, there's me in our garb. And it's really, really hard to navigate it in the same way in this format because I'm in this weird spherical mode where when I drag, it goes all kind of wonky.
I feel like I'm flying an X-Wing.
So we need to convert this to full 360 views so that I can navigate it more properly. Hi, Sasha. I was waiting for her to say hi.
It's weird. It's so super weird to see me.
Is
on
that strange?
It's totally strange.
Yeah. Well, you wait. This is pretty neat stuff. So, okay. So, what I need to do is with these two videos, Jeff, I simply need to save them.
Okay.
Because PixPro SP364K says, okay, I can open these files from this camera, even though it's not actually a PixPro.
Right.
But the stitching software cannot because it says that's not from a PixPro camera.
Right.
So
right.
If I import it first to PixPro SP364K, free software, and save it from there, it saves it with the meta tags to tell the other software that this is actually from a PixPro camera.
Nice.
Ah. So we've just saved ourselves a couple $100 by buying
sneaky.
The other brand. Okay, so let's do it. So it's as simple as this. Save as. I'm just going to throw it into a subfolder of the one that I'm working in. 360 video, 475, and I'm going to create, and we're going to call this converted. And you'll see this is actually a very, very fast process. I'm going to hit save, and there it goes. And this is not a super fast laptop, but it's moving along. We're at 50%. So then I need to do that with my next video as well. There we go. Finish. Okay, so that's done. Now this one.
So you have to save them individually. You can't save them as a
full sphere?
Well, you can't say save all.
You can do batch processing, but I've found in my tests that sometimes with the batch processing, frame rates can get uncoordinated, and it can be problematic, and it will detect files weirdly. And so, yeah, doing it this way, you're basically just adding the meta tags to make it so that it works with the stitching software,
right.
And that's where the magic really, really happens.
Okay.
So that's already done, and so now when now I'm done with this software, that's literally all that I have to do. I can close it out, and I go into my 475 folder. I've got my converted, and they look exactly the same. There are my videos, but they are tagged and ready to go and ready to be imported into our 360 stitching software. We're going to come right back with more. We're going to actually learn how to stitch all this together and turn it into a full spherical video. And then we're going to learn how to export it and prepare it to be uploaded to YouTube. That way people can actually drag around and look around in our video, but also they can use their virtual reality headsets if they'd like to be able to look around the video. Because we're working with a very short, like 5-minute video here tonight, Sasha, that we recorded on episode 475, it's very, very zippy. Now, episode 471, on the other hand, was a two hour and 20-minute recording on both cameras. So a huge amount of post-processing went into that.
Yeah.
We're working with smaller files, so it's working quite nice and fast. So the next step is to take those two camera lenses, which provide two 4K videos, so 8K total video, and actually convert it to a single spherical video, which, of course, you can't save as a file in spherical, so it creates an equirectangular, which we're going to see what that looks like. So back at my computer here, we're going to actually bring up the second tool. Let's push that again. There we go. I'm going to bring up that second tool called PixPro 360 Stitch because we've already prepared our files, so we're ready to go. All we need to do is open that up. Again, this software is available from Kodak. It's Kodak PixPro. pix.pro.com, just as it shows on your screen there, P-I-X-P-R-O. So with this software, we're going to stitch it all together. Go File, Open Files, and you'll see that there is A and B. So camera A is going to be our front camera, ideally. I like it that way. Let's see. I want to go to my desktop and 360 video, 475. That's where I saved it. I can't use this first. Watch what happens if I try to open it. Unable to recognize files. The selected video photo is invalid or damaged. Do you notice that?
Yes,
remember, that's why we had to convert it. So we created this converted folder and used the other tool to do that. And it says, information, 2448 by 2448, 30 frames a second, round, EIS off, and it is ready to go. All we need is the other side of the camera. So we browse for the second file, and there we go. Both files are valid to stitch. Please press OK button to start edit. Thank you for being so polite, Kodak. You've always been there for me. All right. So if I scroll through the video, that is now what it looks like thus far. You'll see that our stitching is very weird because we have not yet set it up. That's the line where the two cameras meet. All right. So we've got to actually fix that and stitch it up. Let's see what we need to do. First things first, what I want to do is over on the left-hand side here, there's this handy little button called Audio Sync. And that's where a clapboard or something like that comes in. What this is going to do is it's actually scanning the audio on my two video files and it's lining them up so that they, remember how we talked on episode 475, well, what happens if we don't push record at exactly the same millisecond?
Right.
Then we're going to have the rear of the camera is going to be offset from the front of the camera, so as people look around, they're going to be seeing things in the wrong timing. So Audio Sync helps us with that, and it's going to correct the timing between the two camera lenses.
So is it reading the audio, or like listening to the audio files?
It's looking at the wavetable.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's figuring out. This is where, as I say, a clapboard comes in handy, because that's that one. Boom. Right. And so it immediately says, oh, there's a spike. Boom. Line that up. Okay. Nice and quick. You'll see that this is taking a little bit longer because it doesn't have any of those spikes. It's just me and Sasha talking. So it's trying to figure out, based on our talking, where do I line these two clips up?
Now, what would happen if one of your microphones was turned off? Like, I don't know, maybe they don't have the ability to turn the microphone off, but one doesn't have audio.
Yeah, you do actually have that capability. If that happened, then you would be doing the lineup manually.
Okay.
You'd have to set it up and line them up yourself. In a case like that, usually what I would do is I would pull the circular spherical video into a traditional editor like CyberLink PowerDirector, or perhaps, you know, any nonlinear video editor would work. And I would line them up that way and figure out kind of where I need to place them and work it that way. So this is going to take a little bit of time to find the audio in this clip. I'm going to give it a split second here, but I may actually just abort and we're just going to move along because we're going to pretend that we did that, okay? Is that okay?
But I mean, this is just a 5-minute video, so I can only imagine how long it took with the season 10 kickoff. Like,
you don't want to know. Sasha, you remember, I was still working on that a month later.
Definitely a month. Like, it
took a month.
Insane.
Literally. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I have tiny little things that I ask Robbie to do, like, just in general, like,
and I'm
my
like,
laptop
it's 5 a.m. I'm still working on the video from 6 weeks ago.
Exactly.
It worked. And it came out fairly well. So, okay. So, let's pretend that we've waited for the audio sync, because that could take some time. And we're just going to skip over that tonight. But let's pretend that it's been done. So, now we're going to now proceed with what's called stitching. So, this is where we see that the two cameras do not line up. Like, how is it that there's me and then there's the roof, the ceiling? Well, that's, as you were saying, Jeff, the two cameras are not quite, they're not
correct,
lined up, right? So we need to actually correct that digitally. So we're going to bring up the camera with calibration here, and we can roll that camera. Watch what happens here. See how I'm rolling part of the camera? And I can line it up. So you can see that behind me there. Whoop, slow it down. Slow it down, man. So I want to line those cameras up as best as I can. Okay. Now, while that's open, I can move around here. It's really, really awkward in this kind of view. Here we go.
Right. Okay, there we go.
So you can kind of see where the roll puts you. See how you can do that? Okay. So one of the things here is that I've got 220 degrees, not 180, so the overlap is a little bit strange. So I want to kind of bring in the distance a little bit. See how I can move the distance?
All right.
To fix that. And we're going to just kind of tweak those settings until we find that, you know, happy spot where everything is lined up as well as possible. And you're going to spend a lot more time than we're spending on this tonight, because this is just for the sake of an example. But you're going to take some time. When I was stitching together our episode 471, I spent probably about an hour just making sure that everything was lined up just right. And even then, still had some spots, as people noted, where things were not quite in the right spot. But that's okay. I figured you would forgive that. Now I'm going to do that subtle movement. See how I'm lining up the lines of the ceiling? Doesn't have to be perfect for our demonstration, but you can see the concepts behind what I'm doing.
Now, do you pick one specific spot to line it up?
You know, ideally, if you were to set this up, now I was just holding this in my hand, but if you were to set this up and perhaps walk around it a couple of times and set up a bit of a calibration shot so that you can use that as your lines and things like that, using probably a straight edge or something would help.
Right.
But I was holding it in my hands. So you can see that I'm well off right there. Finding that spot. Okay, so what I'm looking at here, do you see the chairs? The burgundy chairs there, Jeff?
Yes.
I can see that there's one here. This is that last chair.
Yep.
And this is the last chair.
Right.
So I can see that, okay, if I bring that in, let's first see how distant we are over here. Notice we don't have that distance over here. It actually looks pretty good over on this side.
Okay.
See that? So what that tells me is that the cameras were not exactly straight this way. There's a little bit of a deviation tilted one direction.
Okay.
Okay. So that's where it really can be tricky, because you can see, okay, well, it actually looks really, really good on this side. There's the monitor, and, you know, it gets wonky down around the camera. And then over here, there's a much greater distance between where the chair should be and where it is. So this is where we're going to use the pan, which is going to fix that end of it. So it's going to tilt the camera kind of that way and then bring it in a little bit closer and then roll that. And it's tough to get it perfect, that's for sure. You're going to do a lot of tinkering, but you can see that we're getting a little bit closer there.
Okay.
There we are. See? So there's a bit of a ghosting line there because my alignment is just ever so slightly off. And so you've got to look at, okay, so that looks like the pan to me is still off. Maybe the tilt needs to come down like that. See that? I'm looking at the computer as well as the chair and saying, okay, the camera is just off like that. Here we go, and now bring in the distance a little bit.
Now, does it only affect the your movements? Does it only affect the screen you're on, or does it move everything behind as well?
Yeah, well, it's only moving the seam between the two.
Oh, okay.
So you can see it actually looks really quite good over here, except I can see a line up in the roof.
Right.
But generally, and maybe that's because it falls on the monitor there, it looks pretty good over here. This obviously is perfect because it's the one lens.
You're just saying you're perfect on the screen.
No, well, and then this is looking fairly good, except my lines up there are off, my lines down here are off.
Right.
So you can see that there's going to be an unimaginable amount of just tweaking, but you can see how you're able to turn the two camera lenses digitally. You're able to tilt them this way. You're able to turn them this way and pan and tilt and move them around and move the distance in and out until you finally get that perfect view. And it's going to take some time, and it's more time than we can really, like, I'm not going to get a perfect seamless stitch tonight right here on the show, but at least I'm showing you the techniques that you're going to use in order to create this video. But you can see how our video, we can look around the studio right here with a handheld view of these two cameras butted together, and we can render that out. So I'm going to hit OK, and I'm going to pretend that that's perfect, so that for this episode, anyways, 477, you're going to have a copy of this video that you can see up until now. And we're going to tweak it over the next little while, and we're going to actually get it into editing and do that kind of stuff.
Right.
But for the sake of tonight, okay, so final kind of step in this program, let's pretend that we've got the calibration absolutely perfect. I'm going to click on export. And that's going to ask me, hey, well, where do you want to put it? I'm going to throw it into the same folder, but give it a different file name. We'll call this our 477 stitch. Okay? And then what do we want to do? We want full 4K, so 3840 by 1920. Notice the strange resolution. It's 2 over 1, not 16 over 9. Do we want the audio? Yes. Do we want to upload to YouTube? No. So we're going to say OK, and that is now going to actually render. Oh, you know what? I missed one step, Jeff.
Uh-oh.
You ready for it?
Yes.
We're going to stop that. And I'm just going to pan through here. One of the things that I forgot about this software, and it is important to note this, is that where you position the camera is where it's going to create the center view. So when someone loads it up on YouTube, that's the first thing that they see.
Oh, okay. Okay?
So I want to actually hard set that by moving my camera. Notice I've fast-forwarded through the video, because at the beginning of the video, it was just a video of my hand, and right. I was moving it around quite a bit. So scroll into where we're actually talking and doing the show, and then I'm going to position this camera approximately there. Okay?
Okay.
So now I'm going to start exporting. Same thing. 477 stitch. And audio, yes. Not upload to YouTube, and okay. So now, notice it goes back to my hand because it's starting at the beginning. And you can see the two spherical videos there queued up on the left. And their playback is happening as well at the same time. So this is happening in less than real time. It's 30 frames a second. And we're probably moving at about 10 frames a second from what I can tell. So it's going to take, you know, if it's 5 minutes, it's going to take, you know, easily 4, 5, maybe 6 or 7 times that in order to render this out. So we're at 1%. It's going to take some time. But when it's done, we have what's called an equirectangular video. And that video is a very strange format. I'm going to show you what it looks like, because I can do that by simply stopping this production, which I'm going to pick up again in a few minutes' time after the show. But this is what the actual video is going to look like.
Oh, okay.
All right. So it's crazy to look at when you don't have the proper viewer. You can't really watch that on a TV.
Correct.
It's really messed up. But it's going to be viewable once you play it on something like YouTube or through your viewer. So I'm going to just kind of tweak that stitching after the show tonight. I'm going to render it out, and I'm going to put it on YouTube. So click here, and you can see that. And you'll be able to see what it looks like, at least at this point in the game. And then we're going to take it from there on during our series.
That is super cool.